Welcome, everybody, to Go For Side Effects. I'm your host, Kevin Simon. Tonight, my co-host, John, is out. So we brought Wade in. Wade is my backup co-host. Co-co-host. Yeah, backup co-co-host. And so, but anyway, Wade, how you doing, man?
Oh, I'm doing great, man.
John, I hope you get feeling better. He's out sick with COVID. And I want to say that because I can. And get feeling better, John. We'll see you next week. But this week, I wanted to go over something because a lot of people have been asking me. It's called about once you hit 100% P&T, permanent and total, it's about dependents and spouses. So tonight, let's focus on Champ VA. But first, before we get to Champ VA real quick, Wade wants to tell a little bit everybody about where you're at and what you're doing. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. So now everybody knows, or people who watch regularly, they know I'm all about doing the studies. Currently down in Sarasota at the Roskamp Institute, getting ready to start the OEA study. I will be the final participant of that study. I've seen a lot of conversation on Facebook. Both the OEA and the NR studies for Roskamp are closed. Talking with the coordinator and one of the researchers, I just wanted to put out there as far as studies go. So I'll complete this study, which will be approximately 12 weeks. So that's going to put us into, you know, summertime. They'll compile their results, see if the results yield any positive, negative. And then they're going to write their paper. Obviously, they're only going to write their paper if they get significantly positive results from the study. By the time the paper is written, published, or reviewed, and then published, you're looking at over a year, year and a half down the road from where we are right now. And then only at that time, the VA may and or may not accept their findings and say, this is a viable treatment for veterans. All that being said, I've said it before, and I'm glad Kevin gives me this platform to say it. I personally do not feel that there is going to be a magic pill anytime in the near future for the veterans. That's my personal opinion, and I feel I've earned the right to say it. I do a lot of studies. This is my fourth study in the last year. I do the studies for our kids, our grandkids. I'm hoping that possibly we'll find a treatment. And it's for them. I think we're screwed personally. I highly suggest you live your best life. Live as healthy as you can. Live every day to its fullest.
Yeah.
You know, it sucks, but you know, make the most out of it. You know, enjoy the people in your lives. But for those who think you're going to get a magic pill and you're going to get better, you know, it's not going to happen. I can just tell you that just by being in these research studies. I participate. I'm doing my part because I'm able to do that. But that's the way I feel. But
I do think cleaner eating and living will help prolong it along. And some of the elements, it might help some. Do I think it's going to help at all? No. Until they come out and say exactly what we were exposed to and all that, I don't. I'm with you. But there is great researching being done by a lot of people, and people are participating, which I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely. We have got to find, I truly feel we will find something, like I said in the past, NT factor. For me, it saved my life, and I mean that literally. Yeah. I feel that there are a lot of researchers out there that are trying. And it's frustrating. It's as frustrating for the researchers as it is for the veterans.
Oh, yeah.
The diet study. Yeah, absolutely. The diet study I did in D.C., absolutely phenomenal, which is still recruiting. I highly recommend anybody who's interested or is able, go to the diet study.
Yeah.
If you can participate. I mean, what else can we do? You know, give them your blood, give them your urine, give them your time, you know. But if you don't, you can't whine about it.
No,
you know,
I agree.
Stop whining. There's a lot of whining going on. Suck it up. You know, give a little bit of your time.
I try to get into two of them, but because I have renal kidney disease.
Yep. That was an exclusion.
Yeah.
Yep.
They were like, sorry, no. But now let's get into the Champ VA. because this is going to be an important topic, especially for everybody's spouses and children. If you're 100%, I'm going to say this again. If you're 100% on Champ VA and you're married and you have children, y'all need to listen to this, because this right here, this insurance blows my mind. I honestly think if it's as good, but maybe better than most insurance plans, because the deductible for your spouses, even though the VA guys can't get on it, Champ VA does not stand for, hey, your spouse goes with you, she goes to the VA, and she does what you do. This is an outside doctor, just like TRICARE. But I know my wife is on it, and she loves the doctors. Almost in every state, they have this, this program, and doctors who do this. So let's start off by knowing that children under the age of 23 can be on Champ VA as dependents. Once 23, they got to get off of it. But at the age of 18, to get to 23, they have to be 100% full-time in school. If they're not, they drop at 18. If a child gets married from 23 all the way down, I mean, this is what they said, even under the age of 18, they automatically they drop them off the insurance. If you get divorced from your spouse, it drops it immediately as soon as divorce is final at midnight. But what's really cool about this, it's a lot of paperwork. Don't get me wrong. There's a lot of paperwork, but understand it. But if your wife has health insurance that costs $600-$700 a month, y'all look into this, because this right here, it's free. And they go to regular doctors, hospital visits. Your deductible is $3,000 for, I think, the whole family. It's $3,000 for the year. But you do have co-pays. You can almost use this as a supplemental insurance, right, Wade, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, you can have two insurances, and one will cover up the other co-pays and this, I mean, all that. But why? Why waste that money? If you can get your wife or your kids on this, it's a good program. I mean, I know my wife loves it. John, I know his wife loves it. Everybody who I talk to that's on here really like this insurance. And, you know, the more and more that I read into it, I was like, man, they get better insurance than we freaking do. I mean, I say that. We get, you know, my VA is pretty damn decent.
I'm pretty good with Iowa.
Yeah. And so, so when you go to file for Champ VA, there is a book, believe it or not, that you can literally get. And it from the table of contents all the way down to how you need to file, who's eligible, or if you even want to give them a call. And that's one of the things that I think is important is phone numbers. So that way I can back myself up and don't just take my word for this, but it's 1-800-733-8387. Okay. And so that's important, because you always want to go back. And this other thing I didn't know, Wade, that if you're at where you can get Medicare and all that, even with Champ VA, you then have to have Part A, Part B in order to keep this insurance. I don't understand it, because why in the hell do you need three? Part A, Part B, and boom. I guess that covers like extra supplemental. Then that way nothing costs you.
Right.
Prescriptions. You can have them sent to your local pharmacy through Champ VA, and it is cheaper than most plans, but you can also give them like the VA does, mail to you, and it's absolutely free. One of the medicines I can tell you that my wife takes cost $1,000 a month when she had insurance, regular insurance. Because we get it mailed in Champ VA, it's $0. And it's for migraines. And so that's significant. I don't care what anybody says. And But when you have it, make sure you do 15 days out when it's time for you to get your medicine. It's no different. It's no different than the VA or anything like that. Make sure, you know, that they have an automated automatic line you call, automated system you call in, and you just get your prescriptions filled. And so, I mean, am I missing something? You got something you want to add? I mean, I know there's more to it.
I was just playing around with the website today when we discussed it. If I remember right, it's just chantva.gov. But I think the words you were trying to look for there is when you're looking for doctors is like you're in network.
Right.
And so I did it. I was just playing around and I did it from like my area, my daughter. So for instance, my daughter, who's 20, she'd be able to get in under Chant VA underneath me. So being a full-time student, as well as now that she has a child, the child would be covered. Obviously she'd be underneath me. The child would be covered underneath her with being in the lineage, and her being unmarried.
Right.
And then I went to my area and then looked up in network for the doctors. Basically, it's just like anything else for insurances. It'll tell you the physicians or the clinics, the hospitals that will accept Chant VA in your area. So it was pretty easy. And basically, you find the provider. Again, just like with any other insurance, you may not get your current provider, but you know there's probably a pretty good chance you might as well. I mean. So you can get in there and play around with it before you sign up for it too.
Right. And also now this is what I thought was pretty cool too. So say your child becomes permanently disabled. Why they're on Chant VA and this is what I thought was really, really neat. If they become permanently disabled, they can stay on Chant VA for the rest of their lives. And if they're in college and they become disabled, you know, while they're on it during college, they can stay on it for the rest of their lives. So I mean, to me, I think that's great. I was looking, I said, well, how did this get started? Yes, it got started under Obamacare. But I really think that this is one of the best insurance plans I've ever seen. And that's important. Veterans, you go, you get your x-rays done. And me and Wade were talking about this, and this is what I don't understand, because Wade's going to bring this up. But why veterans don't use the VA, I don't understand, especially when you need x-rays, MRIs, blood work, all that stuff. And that's where I'm going to have Wade touch in on that part, because I know a lot of people give the VA a bad rap. But really, truly, the medical side in most VAs is really good, as far as I'm concerned. So I want you to, because me, you were talking about this, and this was a really sore subject, I think, for you, is that veterans don't use this. And tell them, how do they go about getting enrolled in the VA when they already have insurance?
Well, basically, it was pretty simple. I got a good friend of mine involved. He had insurance through his employer. He did not realize, because he did not have a disability rating, that he would be able to get VA coverage or get VA healthcare insurance, which is a misconception amongst a lot of veterans. You can get on VA.gov and just apply for VA healthcare. It's right there. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was paying better than $300 a month for his insurance through his company. Once he was approved, which if you're a veteran, honorably discharged, kind of what you talked about last time about discharges, he literally dropped his company's insurance and he went 100% VA. Yes, you are going to have copays at the VA. You're going to have copays for prescriptions. I believe he paid $20 for a 90-day prescription that they wrote. I think that's pretty fair, pretty decent. They evaluated him. He had multiple MRIs at a whopping $25 per MRI. I don't know where else in the civilian world you're going to find $25 copay for an MRI. But it took him over a year, eventually he's a Gulf War vet, and he did finally get a disability rating. But during that year, he did rack up some significant copays, but he, once his disability rating kicked in, all of those copays were wiped out.
That's
but
true.
The copays, yes, that was great, you know, and that was, you know, basically filling out a form. Again, just like anything else, and veterans, I hate to say, you know, veterans can be lazy. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to chase it for you. You've got to take the first steps. You've got to fill out the forms. And when they call you back and ask you for information, you've got to provide it to them. In the wonderful world of computers, everything should be there. But one of my best friends in the world has yet, after 5+ years of trying to get him, he has yet to apply for VA healthcare. It's right there. Click on the link, fill it out. You know, they will get back with you pretty darn fast.
I want to Kevin Thompson. He's right. He wrote down, he said, like, the only thing he doesn't like about the Champ VA is, you know, to look up his, you know, the history and all that stuff, and the medications, all, you know, of medications, which I understand that, which, you know, because with my wife's job, she could take insurance and use the Champ VA as a supplemental, but she just chose not to take their insurance. Because number one, I mean, in the long run, you're going to pay more than $3,000 a month with health insurance. Most jobs, I mean, I'm just saying, most jobs in my area, at least I know that. But I also know that, like, the history of being able to look up, you know, your medications and everything, her doctor has all that. And so, but that is a good point, is we can look up our history of medications we're on, our health summaries. I wonder why Champ VA doesn't do that. I mean, that makes it, Kevin makes a great point on that, because I'm sure my, you know, my wife does something, I'm sure she would want to have to look up and say, oh, I wonder what my blood work is. You know, like, we can look up everything we want.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So there's not like a, like, ours is My Healthy Vet. They right. don't have such a thing. They don't have that kind of a link for.
No. And well, Dennis, I have a question. You were told that you make too much money. You were told that through the VA. I've heard that before. But do you have any disability rating? That's one thing I would like to know, because I have friends who have disability rating and they make a crap load of freaking money and they can still go to the VA. So I don't know how the VA determines who makes too much money, who doesn't. You know, to me, if you served, you should be able to get the insurance. That's how I feel.
There is, let's just say, for instance, let's say you have it doesn't matter rating wise. Let's say you make $100,000. Yes, you can go to the VA for health care, but you are going to pay, you're going to pay a different rate.
Right.
I do believe there's a sliding scale based on income.
Right. And, you know, so Francine, her husband passed away, and she's talking about, you know, he, you know, had 80%. And see, to me, I think that if you're, I don't know why they don't do this. I think if any spouse dies, that, well, if I'm not mistaken, if a spouse dies for a veteran, you could still apply for it. It doesn't mean you can at 80%, especially if he died from what caused that problem.
Yeah, if it's direct related to what that 80% right. is for.
But if you're remarried, you really have a harder time.
Correct.
They're going to turn you away if you're remarried. And the thing about Champ VA is, you know, it's a lot of paperwork. And my wife's been in healthcare, so she knows how to go through it. That's why I would call for Champ VA and ask them to help you fill it out. And they'll do it. And I mean, and this, I wanted to bring this up about Champ VA also, because I was kind of skimming through some stuff and we were asked to do this. You know, like students that go to school, if you're 100%, you can have them on Champ VA until age 23, but you can also file for what's called an extension for health care, because there's, because a lot of kids aren't finished at the age of 23. And so, and they, it should, because over under Obamacare should go to 26. Everything else freaking 26.
Yeah, right, correct.
And everything. So they, I did see where they, for certain circumstances, they can extend it. Not sure if they will, but they can. Because I did see that inside the guide and everything.
Well, I'm kind of curious. I'm, I don't know if anybody out there is like on it or knows information about it, but it would IU or individual unemployability, would that qualify for CHAMP as well?
Say that again.
Would individual unemployability, IU, does that qualify?
I think they have to be 100% under CHAMP VA.
Okay.
And everything. And Kevin, I know you weren't, I was saying that more for me when I was saying about the labs and looking up stuff. I was saying that more for me. And I mean, I do understand that, you know, more than explanation of benefits for billing for CHAMP VA is only by mail. You're absolutely correct. Everything is done by, you're right, by mail, everything. Billing, and not so much the prescriptions. It's totally up to you, but I recommend prescriptions because, number one, it's free. And so, and there are certain medications that I think they got to keep cold or stuff. I'm not sure if them can be done by mail. I think them may have to go through a pharmacy. But a lot of pharmacies, if it's still too much money, you can get a hold of them, the manufacturer themselves. And heck, half the time, if they know that your husband's a disabled vet in this, they'll cut big breaks for you. I mean, I know that. I've heard of that. And I think that's a great program. You just got to do a little bit of research, get in there. And that's why we're saying check out CHAMP VA, especially if your spouse. IU does not count. You have to be 100%. So
here, okay.
Okay. And so, and I'm glad Kevin's on here because he, I didn't know that neither. But, you know, and there is a pamphlet. It's more of a book. It's not really a pamphlet. It's a book. You know, and it talks about requirements of a helpless child status. A child who is prior to reaching the age of 18 becomes permanently incapable of self-support may qualify as a helpless child, determined on Veterans Affairs, you know, for CHAMP VA. So there's so much. If a child marries, regardless of where or not, boom, under age 18, taken off. That's
why. Didn't I see something on there about stepchildren too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Stepchildren are covered under this also. Stepchildren are covered under this. It is, and that is important because a lot of people.
That is important, absolutely.
Yeah, because a lot of people remarried, especially Gulf War veterans.
Yeah.
I mean, but you're absolutely. I'm glad you brought up stepchildren. Even stepchildren go to school. You know, they can fall under this if they become disabled. They can fall under this. So check it out. And the providers in our area. There were only like three providers, but it was right around in our area. And my wife loves them. So with that also being said, the stepchildren can also be, you can file for school assistance if you're under percent. That's important, especially your stepchildren. And I don't know, I don't think there's a timeline like, oh, I just got married and they're 25. Can I still do it? Probably not. I have no idea. Or you probably can. That's something you're going to have to talk with the VA. But I know there's a lot of people out there that have stepkids and they wonder, God, do my kids' stepkids fall for under this, or is it biological kids? No, your stepkids are your biological kids. considered through the VA. And I think that's a great. I think that's fantastic. Now, when you were talking about these guys that go to the VA and stuff like that, when I was there, so I went and I got glasses. So I just thought maybe y'all might want to know this. They say glasses are free. Yes, they're free, but but there's a button there, and I, because they were like, "Well, do you want transitions?" No, I don't need I don't like sunglasses. I don't know why, but they were like, "Well, do you want glare protection?" I said, "Oh yeah, for sure." Okay, that's $61. It's like $61. I was like, "Well, okay." So you know, but I mean, still is a lot cheaper than going to buy regular glasses. But everybody's like, oh, yeah, them glasses are free. You get everything. No, no, it's not everything. The glasses, the frames, the lenses, all that's free. But if you want anything extra added on, just to let y'all know, you do got to pay for it. And so so the glossary and everything that I'm looking at. Oh, here's the pharmacy. So the pharmacy for Champ VA is 1-888-546-5502. And that's the number that you call when you need to get your prescriptions refilled, check the status of them. But let me tell you, better do it 15 days out because they will not be at your house if you do it 10 days out. I guarantee that. I mean, And so I want to know who authorizes Champ VA. Is it the VA?
I would assume they would. They're paying the bill.
Okay. I've always wondered that. I don't know. And then mental, they do pay for mental.
Yep, mental.
Mm-hmm.
And prenatal and natal care.
Yes, and they do not cover dental. So dental is out of there. But like behavioral health services, so you can add that to the Champ VA. And so so if you have children or they're going through drug abuse or any type. So behavioral health services, they do charge a little bit for that. Extra because you can add it on to your plan. I'm reading it right now. So that's actually and Champ VA is a primary payer. So just and Champ VA secondary you for that, like when you pay the extra care and the cost for mental behavior. So there's two different types. So I thought I would add that in there. I did not know that until just now as I'm reading it. And so, but you're right. It does. Like if your kid is going to have a baby, Champ VA is a really good insurance for that. Like my daughter did not get to use this because she ended up getting married and everything. So I really thought that it was really good. Now, oh, it does. I'm sorry, benefit of notification. Champ VA is a primary payer. There's a secondary. You can get dental. Dental services that are not covered. Patient pays 100%, but there is, I guess, like teeth cleaning, stuff like that. So there is a diabetic screening. I mean, so there's so much in there. You just got to go through it. Shoes for diabetes, food care services. I mean, all this stuff is covered under Champ VA. And so that's why it's important. A lot of people believe Champ VA, and I've heard this, it's just like the VA. You go to the VA. And they're asking me about it. I was like, no, you do not. It's an outside source. It's kind of like is it a PPO I'm thinking of?
It's just another insurance provider.
Yeah, another.
Just think of it like a Blue Cross Blue Shield. Right. Just think of it like that.
But I mean, I wouldn't even use it as a secondary insurance. I would use that as your primary insurance. That's how I feel about it. Now, not unless you live outside a network and you don't have a doctor then use it as a secondary. But if you have doctors, I know in Iowa, like John says, this is what they use. This is what we use. The doctors are good. I mean, you go to a regular doctor to begin with, and you're going to get the same care you get inside of a VA system. Even with Champ VA, even with your Blue Cross Blue Shield. I mean, you're going to primary carers. They're sending you out to a specialist to do this. So, you know, let this, you know. I really want to thank Kevin because he has a lot of information. He says dental, you can buy it. And he gave a reference. Kevin, thank you so much for that. So don't let this information drag you. I know about what my wife does, but I don't know 100% about it because I know, like Kevin said, you can buy like the dental insurance part, and he's given that. So, and also from what it looks like, you can buy mental health coverage. And so, but call the number, check on this.
You'd be crazy to do that.
What? Oh, you created a funny.
Sure.
I mean, they got rehabilitation programs.
Well, you must be able to buy a supplement then, like dental prescription.
Right. Home
supplements.
It does it like they have extended care. That's what it's called. And like home health care coverage is limited to, you know, intermittent skill level home care, you know, homebound patients, which I can tell any of y'all want to know what that is. It's just people that are, licensed vocational names, LPNs, son of a gun. So they're licensed practice nurses. That's better than what you get home health care under Medicare. So that it covers all that. And so, hospice. I don't know why Champ VA would cover hospice to begin with, because hospice is a very free program. You don't need hospice for extended coverage.
You know, for instance, a lot of people will do, I'm just using this for example, but like my mother, she was in the quote unquote hospice system for 6 months, which is a very long time, but they give her palliative care for 6 months for pain. But she had a hospice nurse come to the house for 6 months.
Okay.
And she finally did it. So, which was, for her insurance that she has, I mean, was very expensive.
Well, see, I've always learned, though, with hospice, you have to sign a DNR. And I know in my area, if you want hospice, you have to sign a DNR.
But it is a matter. So typically, it's pretty quick. When you go to the hospice system, it's quick.
Right.
In her particular case, it drug out.
Man, this is better care than what the hell we got. Skilled nursing facilities. They can go into skilled nursing facilities that they pay for. They birth control, which anybody our age does not need birth control. I hope not. family.
Well, these are for family members, though, like kids.
Yeah, kids, family planning and maternity coverage.
Yeah,
I mean, Champ VA has so much of, newborn care, surgical sterilization. I mean, surgical sterilization again, abortion counseling. And also general medical services and ambulance services covered. Air ambulance is covered as long as it's to the nearest facility. Food care services, morbid obesity again. And so that's what I'm saying. Hypnosis. Oh my God, they cover for like foot care hypnosis. Services.
Hypnosis. That's crazy.
Hypnosis. I can't believe I'm about to say this. Oh my God, this is sex changes therapy and sexual behavior modifications, transportation services. They, weight control medication or weight reduction programs, worker compensation injuries. So it covers so much, which really, really shocked. Drugs and medications, you know, this one I'm telling you, drug maintenance program. That's the one where they send it to you. The supplements send you through mail. 100% of the bill is paid. Champ VA, it has deductibles and everything for your medications. Like if you get them at HEB, Kroger's, you know, y'all don't know what HEB is. I'm sorry. HEB is like I'll say Eckerd's, you know, smoking. If you want to quit smoking, they have services for that. Vitamins, services for that. Bone density studies. I mean, golly, it covers so much cancers. My gosh, I mean, I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to get on this. And you could go to any hospital. So if you have an emergency room, that's what you were telling me about. So you were telling me about the cost of the emergency room. Talk about that a little bit. Where if you stay in there, the cost, if you're on Champ VA, you get put into the hospital. It's a lot cheaper bill.
Well, no, that was through, like, if you're a... if you're just a regular veteran, non-disabled, no disability rating, for instance, like my buddy had, for instance, he had a surgery done through the VA, which he was going to get, you know, a copay for the surgery. I think he ended up staying 4 days, which was not very long, but the VA actually breaks it down on their website. And I think the last time I looked at it, for like a 30-day stay, I want to say it's like $1,500.
God, man. That's a whole hell of a lot cheaper than what the heck. You know,
like after his surgery, it was like a $600 copay. I mean, it was just something stupid.
Pete and Christy said they do not cover compounded medications, even if you're allergic to commercially available medications. That is very, very interesting. So, I mean, there's a lot to be learned with Champ VA. I mean, I still have a lot to, I don't have to learn. My wife does. But, I mean, but that her doctor will tell, now, if she has to go see a specialist. Now, that's one thing. This is one thing that if they have to go see a specialist, like say she's got to go to kidney doctor. They have to find one that's inside the network. And that one could be way down in Houston. It could be in, you know, 100 miles away. But in Texas, 100 miles away really isn't that far for us because everything's so freaking far away. But so, you know, you still have to use, even if your specialty doctors, they need to be in that network along with your primary care. It's no different than what the VA or what any other insurance program is. So I hope that we actually covered some stuff that is interesting about Champ VA. There's still a lot more. I do want to bring an expert on with Champ VA to kind of go over this a little bit better explanations. And so we are. But before we get off, I do want to say next week we're going to have Jimmy Arocha from Nova Research Center coming on. He's going to talk about their new research that they're doing down in Florida. And so y'all need to really be tuned into that one next week because that actually I don't want to give too much, but you can do it from the comfort of your home. And, you know, like Wade, he's traveling. He's doing his due diligence for all of us vets. I appreciate that. And make sure that, you know, like, share this video, but YouTube. We're trying to build up that YouTube account because we're going to do what's called, I think it's Streamline Producer, something like Streamline, to where we're going to be on many platforms at one time. But we got to boost up YouTube a little bit more in order for us to get there. So anybody you know, tell them to go there, subscribe, like it, share it with their friends, and thank most of y'all who are listening that went over there this weekend and started subscribing. I appreciate that. Y'all did a great job on that. You can also email me at kevinsimon@gulfwarsideeffects.com. kevinsimon@gulfwarsideeffects.com. Also, like and share. If you don't have a YouTube account, go to Spotify. Like and share it on Spotify and everything. Wade, I appreciate you coming on. And we're going to hit the After the Show show. Now, if most of y'all have not seen our After the Show shows, we kind of have a little bit more fun and we get into a little bit more detail on the comment on the conversations we want to have where nobody can turn me off or turn us off. And we can have some really good comments and have some fun. So y'all to check out our After the Show show programs. But thank y'all for listening. We'll see you next week.